Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Leanna. I will need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling to try to file for unemployment.
Oh, okay. Okay, can I have your social, please?
421-04-2066.
421-04-4206.
No, ma'am. 421-0, yes, 421-04-2066, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay, can I have your first name, please?
Tawanda, T-A-W-A-N-D-A.
Your last name?
Felt, F as in fog, E-L-T as in Tom, S.
Your date of birth?
February 21st, 1978.
Okay, and your gender?
I'm a female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what is the highest grade you completed in school?
I got my GD.
Okay, and your mother's maiden name?
Thomas.
Okay, and do you have a state of Alabama issued driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can I have the driver's license number?
Hold on one second. It's 719-6329.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposited into your checking or savings account or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit. Can you give me a second to get that number for you, please? Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am. My account number is.
I need the routing number first.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm ready for that routing number.
Okay, hold on. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my Riley number is 263-281695.
Bank account number?
Ma'am?
Do you have the account number? I need the account number next.
1-200-002-7-7-4-3-4-2.
Okay. Okay, and I'll also need the current address, like where you live now.
02 Chinaberry Lane, Pritchard, Alabama, 36610.
In the zip code?
36610.
Okay, and is the address that you presented above, is it the same or different from the mailing address?
Mom, both of them is the same. The mailing address is going to be the same.
Okay, and the phone number?
251-272-0903.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following street addresses in Jacksonville have you ever lived or been associated with? Ouch. Okay, let me, I'm supposed to give a list. 1105 West 25th Street, 1822 Francis Street, 1902 Prospect Street West, 7500 Powers Avenue, or none of the above.
That's what I'm telling you. I can't remember. That was like 10 years ago. 12. No, that was 15 years ago. I don't remember.
You don't know.
No, ma'am, I love you. That was so long ago when I was staying in Florida with my sister. I can't remember what address she was at. Can I call her and ask her that, please?
Yeah, but if you call back, you're gonna have to pretty much start the whole claim over. Like, it can't pick up
Okay.
where you left off. They have to, whoever you get, they'll have to start it back over.
Don't mind this. Let me get them again.
Okay. And then if it ain't right, girl, this don't affect no pay. They just
Okay, so.
these just some random questions.
Oh, okay, because I swear I don't remember.
You all
Okay, you can
right?
read them off to me again.
Okay,
Okay.
let's read them again. Which of the following street addresses in Jacksonville have you ever lived or been associated with? 1105 West 25th Street, 1822 Francis Street, 1902 Prospect Street West, 7500 Powers Avenue, or none of the above?
I think the next to the last one, I think.
Okay.
And then this is my first time ever going to file for unemployment, so y'all is new.
Yeah, it's all right. Which of the following vehicles have you ever recently owned or leased? 1983 Volkswagen Rabbit, 1984 GMC K2500, 1986 Ford Tempo, 1993 Toyota Priva, or I have never been associated with any of these.
And I have been associated with any of those.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Albertville, Madison, Mobile, Florence, or none of the above?
Mobile.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1983 Dodge Aries, a 1984 Mercedes-Benz 300, a 1988 Honda Accord, a 1992 BMW 3 Series, or I have never been associated with any of these.
Never been the first favorite on the note.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 207 Atkins Court, 290 Butte Buck Road, 615 Patton Avenue, 812 Midweed Street Southwest, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
615 Patton Avenue.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Say that again.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and when is the last day that you worked?
Ma'am.
When is the last day that you worked?
Oh, it was... My mind is different. I've been working for only temporary work a couple of the last time I worked was last month at, at the Ramada Inn downtown. I mean, the residence downtown. And I can't tell you exactly what was the last date I went. But I know it was last month sometime. Yeah, I have to have the exact date. Let me see if I can go ahead. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, I think the last day was like May the 14th. Somewhere up in there. May 14th, 15th, somewhere in there. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please. No, I'm sorry. June, what about June? I'm sorry, I did make. It was June. I'm sorry, I apologize.
That's fine. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am. They just haven't had no work.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupations?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Minimum wage.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hub?
Matt, say that again for me.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hub?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and who are you filing this claim for? The Crystal Company, Triport Logistics, Gott and Company, Alabama Steel Terminals, Partridge Baron Marine Cargo Inspection, Alorica, Variety Stores, Phillips Keith, Schuller Michael, well, Scholler Michael, Karen or Carrington Foods, which one?
I was working through owning temporary companies these last couple of years. So I'm half of them jobs they helped me get. So I don't know if I'm supposed to be doing it through owning or any of those jobs.
Okay, you can select any one of these jobs.
Do they have Walmart distribution on there?
No, they have Variety Stores, though, if you want to do that one.
Variety Stores, I don't know what that is. I guess so. But I thought, I mean, since I was working through a temporary company, they don't have owners on there.
No.
Wow. Can you repeat them again for me?
The Crystal Company, Triport Logistics, Gott and Company, Alabama Steel Terminals, Partridge Baron, Marine Cargo Inspection, Alorica, Variety Stores, Phillips Keith, Scholler Michael, and Carrington Foods.
Okay, we're going to try to do the Triport.
Okay, and can I have your current phone number again, please?
251-272-0903. Yeah, problem. Damn.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Ma'am.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have a 4-digit PIN that you would need to write down.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me get some paper. Okay, what's the PIN number?
It is 6678.
6678.
6678, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Hold on. Okay, Alabama, A-L-A, I feel like the whole world.
Yes, ma'am. AlabamaWorks is one word. It's one word.
Mm-hmm.
.alabama.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time employment each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failures to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www. www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Okay. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is going to be determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Okay, and we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any other questions?
So I go online and I sign up for the Alabama Works program.
It already signs you up for it. You're just basically uploading your resume.
Okay, just upload my resume. Okay. And then just every Sunday call this 1-800 number, 752-7389.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then my PIN number, I just give them my PIN number.
You'll call that number, and then they'll ask you for your social and your PIN, and you'll provide that PIN.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you have a great day, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.